This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Careful what you wish. You just might get it. This LaVoy gentleman wrote a novel. We're going to go over it in a moment. Saying that we needed a bloody revolution in America. He told the newspaper last week, got it up on Infowars.com, that he thought it was going to come down to violence, that he was going to stand his ground. The feds are out of control. They're run by foreign banks. They are robbing people. But the public doesn't fully understand that yet. They're starting to. In fact, a new national poll, the public sees the government as the number one enemy. Well, the people that run the government, they are the enemy. But they want to get us fighting with the low-level government, which will descend into civil war like they do in the Middle East and Europe, Eastern Europe. We don't need to be stupid about this. It will not defeat the globalist if a bunch of FBI SWAT team guys get shot in the back. Okay? I mean, if it goes into civil war and they start coming after folks, like Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, you know, then you got to meet them. Then it goes to that. But I'm the public and the Fed's best friend because I'm trying to stop this whole civil war George Soros is trying to kick off. Joe Biggs, you were there. You knew LaVoy, the man that's been killed. What do you make of the folks now being locked up? What is it, seven of them? Very, very sad. And just really to see the left getting off on this and rubbing their hands together and saying, good, kill the white terrorists. That's what they've been calling them. Calling for their deaths.
The Al-Qaeda.
Is just sickening.
Yeah. I mean, so let's look at it this way. What happened in Nevada, they were on their land. It was the right time, the right place. They had a great backing. It was wanted. And it was a perfect timing for that scenario to unfold when it did, where it did, how it did, with the people there. When Oregon happened, you know, there was a lot of people out there that said, hey, man, we support the bunnies. We're just kind of confused about why here, what's going on. You know, the fact that the Hammonds have come out and, you know, simply said, hey, we're going to turn ourselves in.
Some of the people that were hanging around and doing stuff.
Like I said, I've been a big supporter. I've even spoke to Ammon Bundy's mother before and things like that and had conversations with them. I do believe that they have pure intentions, that deep down inside they don't really have any ill intention whatsoever, that what they were doing, they were truly trying to make another stand. And I just, like I said, I thought this was just not at the right place. You know, but then you have that left again coming out, which I don't get, saying white terror. You know, you have all these people on Twitter coming out last night saying, oh, great, you know, these terrorists, these white terrorists are arrested. Call them terrorists. That's what they should be. Well, sorry, you know. And they're all the Black Lives Matters people.
And, well, I mean, they want a race war, and they paint everything as racial, and they also sit there and want a police state in America, even though they claim they're criticizing it. They're just disconnected, dumb, stupid people.
I mean, really, at the end of the day, what happened? Martha and Tom didn't get to go into the wildlife refuge and work a few days a week. I mean, there's probably hardly anybody out there really manning that place. It's in the middle of nowhere. Meanwhile, they quote-unquote break into this federal facility, and what do I see them doing when I'm down there? Sweeping, cleaning off the sidewalks, taking care of the property, the land, making sure it's fine. I didn't see anyone in Black Lives Matter in Ferguson break into a store and start doing shopkeep work and rearranging stuff. No, they were taking stuff and running out and throwing Molotov cocktails and lighting buildings on fire.
Well, also, look at the Daily Mail headline, and I saw this on the local news there. It says, Oregon standoff, militiamen killed in shootout with FBI. This was written today, after the feds had already said that they didn't shoot up, that LaVoy didn't shoot up.
Yeah.
Wow, Daily Mail. I usually like the Daily Mail, but man, that is a load of bull. Correct your story right now.
Well, they've been just sitting there. As soon as the headlines came out last night that there was a possible situation unfolding in Oregon, I could just see those people. I was sitting there on my phone, and I was just waiting on those headlines to come out on Twitter, on CNN, on everything like that, saying, hey, you know, that there's been this massive shootout and that the Bundys and there was this huge standoff and they gunned down and they shot at the feds and this and that. And it's just not the case. The left was waiting on that, just like the FBI was waiting to use this as a situation.
The left wants to use martial law in America, and I want to come back, finish up with the bunnies. We got to move into other areas, but will Trump be in the debate tomorrow night that we'll be covering with Mystery Science, Political Science Theater 3000, and more? It's all coming up. Stay with us straight ahead.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and has sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Huge, huge news. The story is up on Infowars.com. Bernie Sanders has been invited to the White House to meet with Obama. That is a clear signal proving the major rift we reported on years ago that we now know is really getting wide, that Biden may come in with Elizabeth Warren, the senator, if Hillary gets indicted, or it might be a Bernie Sanders.
Bloomberg.
Bloomberg, or it could also be Joe Biden. This shows that Hillary could really be indicted any minute. Former Republican whip, political persecuted person, Tom DeLay, has gone public, and he wouldn't make that up and said the word is the FBI at high level is going to go public about what Hillary's done if the Justice Department doesn't indict. But this Justice Department run by Lynch is out there saying he can just take guns outside of law. He can just have doctors, not psychiatrists, but just your doctor, say you look depressed and have your guns taken. It's all extrajudicial, extra-legislative. We've got huge amounts of news on top experts saying we've never been in a more dangerous position, doomsday clock, world more dangerous than during Cold War. But I want to finish up with Joe Biggs because I think that you and David Knight probably David did a really great job whenever he went and covered the first whole Bundy situation, so he should be part of this as well. And if Josh, he's been going out on the road a lot, so I don't make our camera people go out every week, but Josh or whoever you guys want to take, I think you should leave today or tomorrow morning and get out to Oregon and hit the ground running and not just be reporters but leaders out there to really inform and show what's happening and identify provocateurs and really have a mission of trying to stop a civil war / race war. That's why I went and met with Farrakhan right when this whole Oregon thing was kicking off earlier in the month, and he concurred and agreed with me on that front. We really need to work for not having destabilization. Soros is trying that in China, Ukraine, Syria. He's bragging about it. The Chinese government's threatening him in Market Watch. China warned Soros against declaring war on its currency. I want cameras on these feds. I want to show what they're setting up, what they're doing. It's still ongoing that they have the sanctuary surrounded with people still in there. And my big criticism is, you're saying you're ready to die and it's a new Waco, you don't bring your young daughters in there, teenage daughters and stuff. I mean, as a father, that is the – and I got two daughters, you know, 11 and 7. I've got to be honest here. You know, I'm criticizing the feds. I'm criticizing some of the stuff I've seen with these militia folks. People just say, as you put a uniform on, you now represent the militia of George Washington, a constitutional office that's still here. It's like saying somebody just puts on I put on an army uniform and said I was a staff sergeant. I respect people that say they're in the militia, but then I don't have to be under their command and agree with everything that they say or everything they do, or that this not being the best place because a lot of the locals don't want you. And, you know, and this isn't your own grazing rights and things like that. But the man that was killed did say that he, Mr. Lavoie, you know, wrote a novel, and I'll go over it in a minute, saying that we need a bloody revolution in this country. And he told the newspaper last week he was ready for that. So it's very sad that according to witnesses that were in the car, and I'll go to that, I'm going to dig that out of the article here in a moment, we'll put it on screen. It's in Paul Watson's article, Eyewitness Oregon Militiaman Murdered by Cops. He had his hands in the air, daughter, he was shot in the face. But the woman in the car, a witness, is saying on record that they ran him off the road. Some things are they shot at him first, then he jumped out and said, fine, shoot us all, ran at him unarmed, and they shot him. So if it's from somebody who was in the car, that sounds pretty credible. And this is a person saying it's wrong, they murdered him. But we don't have anybody who was there saying that they put him on his knees and execute.
Yeah.
What do you think, Joe?
I mean, from meeting the guy, you know, he, like I said, he was someone who was very passionate. I don't see him as being someone who's just going to lay down and kind of, you know, just take something like that. So, I mean, to see or to hear the fact that he was going to charge, that kind of goes with it, whether or not the cops have shot him. Yeah, I mean, that's completely and totally out of control. I mean, this guy has tons of kids. Sorry, I mean, he was passionate about what he did. I mean, that's fine. We're passionate about what we do and what we believe in. You know, I think that it was handled poorly. And at the same time, I still think it was very smart, though, to be heading off that place when you know that the FBI was looking for every single chance possible to take you guys out. You know,
this high-profile militant, John Ritzheimer, who was one of the big cheerleaders, and you also uncovered one of his demonstrations, the armed march by the mosque. In Phoenix, which people have a right to do. I'm all about open marches. It is provocative. He left that morning and just said suddenly, he said he'd never really go, but he said he wanted to see his family and just ran back to them right on time.
Yeah, they actually picked him up, and he is in jail. He's in custody in Arizona right now as well. So there's definitely a lot of parts to this. So I guess when we get out there, we'll be able to try to figure out, maybe talk to some of the people, the eyewitnesses who saw what happened, and try to get a little insight on what's happened. You know, a lot of people's emotions, they're going to take statements when their adrenaline's kicking, and it might change. So we'll see what we find out when we get there.
Let's go ahead and get to this article, Paul Joseph Watson, and it links to the other articles where it's quoted. Eyewitness Oregon militiaman murdered by cops. He had his hands in the air. Daughter, he was shot in the face. And Victoria Sharp, who was in the car with the group when they were pulled over by the police and federal agents, Sharp claims that Finicum put his hands out of the car window and asked the police to allow the woman to leave the car. they shot at him, and we know that reportedly one of the Bundy brothers got grazed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just crazy. They shot at him, but they missed, Sharp said, adding that the group then attempted to drive away in the car, but were shot at again by police. Well, that's just terrible. And I believe her, because first they said shootout with no proof. Now they admit he didn't shoot at him, and they shot him. And it fits with, you know, him running towards them saying, you know, go ahead and shoot me. When we crashed and stopped for a second time, he got out of the car. He had his hands in the air. He's like, just, quote, shoot me then. And they did. They shot him dead, Sharp said. He was just walking with his hands in the air. I swear to God, and I'm quoting her, and they shot him dead, and his hands were down on the ground. Shot him three more times, said Sharp. Well, you know, Senator Reed, the gangster, said, we're going to come after you. We're going to get you, and you're terrorist. These are globalists that run America that have killed millions of people and launched false wars. You're going up against them, folks. And so know that they went through and talked to the feds and found out which ones wanted to go out here and do this. And if this is true, and the evidence is pointing towards it, they were told, you kill them and just, you know, make it look plausible, and you will be promoted. You will get bonuses, you know, for combat or whatever, like they give them, and medals. And so this is sick. And I want those squad car videos released now. Joe Biggs?
I mean, what do you think, though? You're driving down the road. They shoot at you. They almost take off another person's head or something like that, Ammon's brother. Then they shoot again at the vehicle. Of course, I mean, some people are going to get out angry as hell and start walking, confronting them, saying, hey, why you shooting
at me? Well, I mean, here's the deal.
Shoot at me. I mean, I'm not saying that I wouldn't do that. Maybe I would. I don't know. I would be, in that moment in time, my adrenaline pumping, angry.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. They didn't say this, but some of the others are all on record saying we're ready to die. We're ready to have it start here. We want it to happen. We've got guns. We're not going out alive. You've heard that. How many times did you hear that? So at the same time, you know, the feds are told go after these people, and they supposedly have guns, and they've said they're not going to be taken alive. And it's kind of armed and dangerous. It's like if somebody has told me they're not going to, you know, they're coming after me, and then I see them outside my backyard.
Well, the interesting thing is the time that I was there, I never saw any guns except for one gun, one time. And that's when Lavoie Finicum came up there and made that stand saying, hey, if you guys are going to arrest me, come arrest me. And he had that long rifle. That was the only time I ever saw
him. Out there with a sleeping bag.
Yeah, out there with a sleeping bag. So maybe they took that saying, hey, they wanted to go after him because they knew he had a gun. It was all over the TV, all over the news. They could prove that. So maybe that's what they were going to use, that they wanted to use him as that person. I mean, it's completely a horrible tragedy that happened, but...
Sure, but, I mean, here's the deal. They're trying to start World War III. Our troops are in a proxy war with the Russians in Ukraine. They were in one in Syria, but our military refused to be part of it because they're not going to back al-Qaeda. The troops can be talked into, and the officers into backing Ukrainians against the Russians, but they're like radical jihadis that want to kill us. I mean, this whole thing is melting down. We told you there was a mutiny, a good mutiny, like against Hitler, inside the military against what the globalists are doing. So what I'm saying is a lot of military, a lot of police, and a lot of feds. I mean, I talked about Gino and a lot of other folks off record. I mean, the FBI listens. Even the ATF listens and has been leaking stuff.
Well, I was waiting on
the federal
FBI.
Marshals.
I was waiting on the FBI to come bust down my door last
time. Oh, yeah. I'm glad you brought this up. Let's bring this up. Let's show the ADL article. In fact, I meant to send them a letter from my lawyer. We're going to do this because I've threatened to sue them before and they've retracted. When they wrote some article saying I wanted to kill Mexicans, and I never said that, and, you know, that came across the border, I made them change it. And so I've got to stay on them when they do that. Anatomy of a Standoff, ADL, this is advisors departments around the country. It says that you basically organized it, stormed it, and were part of it, and that I commanded you to do this when you showed up a week into it and were critical of it, and they came and told you that they thought I was a Fed. So the ADL inverting reality, and they will retract it, or I'm going to be forced to sue them, and they've been losing some lawsuits. So you want to get sued, ADL? You got a lot of chutzpah, man.
You know,
ought to go after the Nazi war criminal that you give awards to, George Soros. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm saying, you know, the FBI is looking at the ADL, the SPLC, and all this stuff. And I'm sitting here thinking, all right, they're already starting to arrest people. They just picked up Reisheimer in Phoenix. I'm in Austin. What's going to keep them from banging down my door at my place? So I was sitting there all night kind of like, all right, well, I guess it's going to happen because I'm already being told that I'm part of the whole standoff, that I was down there hanging out with the militiamen at the wildlife refuge when I was actually granted access once for a tour, and then another time we were supposed to have an interview with Ammon Bundy, and then that got called off because he got intel that the FBI...
Intel, from whoever gave him the intel. Got to look at. So, oh, Dr. Alex, he's a Fed. You know, the ADL is saying, Alex Jones, I mean, let's go. It's Alex Jones and Joe Biggs. You know, we're all part of this. Let's go to it. We'll put that up on screen for TV viewers. Based in Austin, Texas, Biggs is a reporter for the right-wing conspiracy website InfoWars, run by Alex Jones. Biggs' first achievement on a ride, and then goes through it. Biggs, a former Army Ranger, I mean, Army veteran, came forward, and it just goes on to basically how you were all part of this. This is just crazy.
They put reporter in quotation marks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're so-called a civil rights organization.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Kitty Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KITTY. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to kittyarmor.com. Come and take it.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range tents to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
War on on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. I'm going to say one more thing about the Bundy situation and the ongoing fact that the wildlife refuge is surrounded with whoever's in there. Obviously, whoever's in there let the feds know that the Bundys, who hadn't left in a week, had just left. The Bundys had also refused to meet with the FBI last week. They told them it was their last chance. It's been declassified and come out in congressional hearings that in the 80s, late 80s and 90s, the foundations, the Southern Poverty Law Center, others, the federal government, went out and created militia groups to falsely lead them and make them do discredited things and racist things to discredit the idea of a militia. And then they'd always have the feds, who came out to be feds later, not just informants, but actual FBI and foundation operatives, because they're really in command. They would then come out and say, I was bad, I was a fed, because I was pointing out that there were obviously globalists leading different organizations that were getting media coverage to discredit the right wing, the patriot movement in America, and to make the police hate them, and to try to make their ideology anti-police so that they'd be, you know, dumb enough to then set the battle space that way. They're lining us up for a civil war. They've been trying it for a long time. And when you study these tactics for 25 years, like I have, 21 years now on air, you see it a mile away. I mean, I saw Hatari Militia on YouTube, and the media covered it, and I looked at what they said and what they did, and I said, that's 100% government produced. That is professionally done. It's meant to look like it wasn't professionally done. It's like when you see something's supposed to be a documentary and you can tell it's fake. I mean, I'm a filmmaker, folks. I'm a media person. And I warned Hatari, because they were a good organization overall, you've got people in your organization near the top that are feds. You need to do something about it. And then, man, they ended up setting them up, sending them to prison, or imprisoning them for over a year waiting for trial. And the judge even said, you set them up, this was made up. The FBI led the group and got them to make the statements. So I tell you a group's infiltrated by feds, folks, and then it happens. And it was run by feds for years. And then they have the usual operatives in Michigan and other areas get up on TV and get up on radio and say, Alex Jones is a fed. He says the militia is unconstitutional and is all run by feds. And he says you're a fed and you're a fed and you're a fed, and tells every well-meaning militia person who cares about this country and is getting ready for what's happening that I say they're a fed. And then they like the emotional camaraderie. They want to agree. You care about me? You told me what the big Alex Jones said? Thank you. And then even when it comes out, I didn't say a word about them or even know who they are, they still hate him because he said they were a fed. And I've watched it. I've even had the feds threaten me before and go, you idiot. You're not going to be able to ever get those bumpkins to listen to you. And, you know, I see him at the gas station when I'm at some, you know, standoff in East Texas. And the feds pull up, get out, laugh at me in my face. I had the ATF come up and threaten me at the gun show. I'm not even selling guns. I've had them try to set me up. I mean, it's just been horrible. And you can see them a mile away. They have a criminal look to them. The agents they use for this political stuff against the patriots have been vetted as leftist scum, many of them. And they really want to mount patriots' heads on the wall. And so I warn patriots, don't hide out in the bushes with people that you think are your buddies all day long and that are telling you to do illegal things or telling you to be all paranoid and, you know, playing army. A real militia in the info war would be wearing a suit and tie at the city council, the legislation, would be running for office, but also doing firearms training, and you'd be doing mount training, not wear Southeast Asia camo from Vietnam and then run around in the woods. Usually led by the feds, that is the squad leader. And it's come out hundreds of times. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. I mean, it's almost, in fact, the old joke was on 60 Minutes, they had a show about it at a good old boy roundup meeting in Alabama, put on by the ATF, that the joke was at a Klan meeting or a militia meeting, and I'm not saying the two are the same, that there would be more feds at the meeting than there would be patriots, and the feds would have to have secret hand signs so they wouldn't set each other up. I mean, it's that bad, folks. I've had them, no exaggeration, probably 30-plus times come up to me at a book signing, a video signing, an event, and go, listen, I got C4 in my truck out there right now. Let's go blow up the police station. And I go, get the camera on, get the camera on. This person's a cop. And they run out, and so they got a cop car, you know, unmarked fed. And they'll go, I'll get you later, Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Wave to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention, men. If you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, there's a non-prescription formula that guys are racing to try. Peak Life Prostate. It's already taken Vitamin Shop by storm. But today, for the small cost of shipping and handling, you can try a free supply by calling the manufacturer directly. Peak Life Prostate does what too many brands can't. It reduces urges to urinate. It reduces waking at night to go, and it promotes a normal prostate size. If you dread long car rides because of urges to go, if you haven't had a full night's sleep in years, or if your romantic life is suffering because you're too tired for intimacy, then call now, because you can try a free supply of Peak Life Prostate. For details, call 1-800-935-6435. 1-800-935-6435. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-935-6435. 1-800-935-6435.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The information he's got is so important. I had a guest coming on about how they plan to steal the election from Donald Trump, a parliamentary delegate expert. We're going to take that, air it on the news tonight, and then play part of it tomorrow on the show. So we have more time with Mr. Plumlee a little bit in the next hour. So we got about 45 minutes with him, a true Americana hero sitting right there. He'll say he isn't. We're going to him in about 2 minutes. But, again, folks don't know who Chuck Yeager is, most young people. This guy is one of the most important CIA whistleblowers in history. On record, look up Robert Tosh Plumlee. I mean, you're talking about church hearings, Iran-Contra, key person, and still contracted with the CIA because there's a good side and a bad side. And he blew the entire Benghazi situation wide open within months of it happening. It's all been validated, and yeah, he knows El Chapo. El Chapo, of course, was in the with the CIA. His number two guy got the extra guy into Chicago a few years ago, and they had to let him go because he pointed out he was CIA, and the judge declared national security and said we had to let him go. So he can talk about the gun running. He told us about that 3 years ago to El Chapo, Fast and Furious. He's going to give you classified information on that. Every time he comes on, he gets threats, Justice Department, you name it. This isn't movies, folks. This is just like I met with Navy SEALs and their families, one Navy SEAL and two families, a week after Benghazi, and they told me all this. We broke that, too. That's why Plumlee came on my show. This is death-defying stuff we're doing. And I'm not saying, oh, I'm a big man here. I'm saying you need to know how serious this is. Rush Limbaugh's come out, and the gloves are coming off, and said that Bernie Sanders won't really fight Hillary because he's afraid she'll shoot him twice in the head. Drudge linked to our article with one of the Clinton victims saying she's afraid they're going to kill her. We just need to take the gloves off. They can't kill us all, and if they do kill Plumlee or myself or somebody, hey, that's just the way it is. We've gotten in this position because people turned into cowards. Now, we're going to go to Tosh Plumlee, who flew guns to Fidel Castro when he worked for Eisenhower and worked, you know, knows El Chapo. And I don't know how much he get into today because this is some really serious stuff you're about to hear. I mean, this is dangerous. This is real. This is Pulitzer Prize stuff. And, of course, you won't hear one word about it in the media till 6 months later, and they won't give anybody credit. And it's not that we want the credit. We need it to protect us. Fox News takes his info, my info. You know, months later, whitewashes it but puts it out. We're going to go to him in just a moment. But first, paying the bills and getting you high-quality products. Last week, I started talking about this because everybody in the office discusses it. Athletes, top MMA fighters I know, you name it. They go, my gosh, I got some of your DNA force, and I had numbness in the hands, my knee, my finger was cut off in a boating accident, falling off the boat and getting caught. They reattached it. It was numb on one side. I started taking DNA force when it first came out 2.5 years ago, and it got a buzzing feeling for a few months. So people kind of get freaked out. They go, whoa, where my back hurts, it's like electrical now. It kind of hurts. And then feeling came back, and the pain went away. I mean, this finger, like, let's show folks a document cam shot of that. They're on a Tosh Plumlee. I mean, that sucker was, you guys show TV viewers, that sucker, here, I'll set it right over here. It's kind of hard to turn my finger that way because that's the side that it cut off on. But the point is that it cut it off there, sliced through, and then peeled it off with skin holding it on the other side. So cut the finger off right there except for skin on the side. So only had feeling on this side where the nerves didn't get disconnected. No feeling on the tip and the front. Within a couple months of taking it, this is what happened to me personally, it started buzzing, electrical, hurting. And the feeling just came back one day. It's back. And let me tell you, you hurt yourself when you don't have feeling in a finger. You don't know what you've done with it. You don't know when you're touching something hot. It's great to have the feeling back. Now, I'm always so careful because the FDA and all the rest of it that I don't make claims about any of the products. Just try them. They're amazing. 5-star reviews by top health sites. They're unprecedented. They're really that good. This is our best product. And I was almost, in a weird way, ashamed of it because it costs so much. But it cost us $75 to $80 a bottle just to package it, you know, just to put the BioPQQ in it, which is the equivalent of 300 pounds of blueberries. It's above vitamin C. I mean, you talk about in the winter, you know, for your immune system and stuff, this is the hydrogen bomb, okay? This is a nutraceutical, similar things to this sell for $300 to $600. You get it by prescription from doctors because they want to control it and keep the price high. And they're trying to control true organic BioPQQ right now so that we can't even keep putting it out in the future. They've got a fake synthetic type that costs $50 a bottle. Well, I know. It costs us with the organic $35 to $40, sometimes more, to package each bottle just with the one ingredient. It's got a bunch of others. Find out why it's so important. CoQ10, everybody knows about that. There's 170-plus studies that we are allowed to tell you about. Because we bought it from Mitsubishi America that actually did the studies, has it certified, and it's sold as a drug in many countries. So we are allowed to tell you deep research, patented ingredients, difficult to source is why we sell out of it a lot. It will sell out by next week. I'm doing a loss leader. It'll sell for $97, folks. So we sell for $140, you know, we're just marking up 100% because we've got to fund the operation. A lot of other nutraceuticals are marked up 3, 4, 5, 6, even 7 times. So InfoWarsLife.com, for a limited time, get a flagship nutraceutical DNA Force for 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. While supplies last, this is our most advanced product in the InfoWars store. We had to have a medical doctor even do the contract with Mitsubishi to get it. Because they go, we don't care, you know, if this is legal in the U.S. and is a prescription, you got to have it. I mean, that's just one of the ingredients. Some of the others are the same. They're just not $14,000 a kilo. It is known to be one of the most powerful antioxidants that protects your cells from free radicals. That's just the CoQ10. It's essential for basic cell function with the primary building blocks. The DNA Force is loaded with the patented BioPQQ compound, which is backed by 175 clinical studies, respected researchers. This amazing compound is known to influence nerve growth and regeneration. It is known to support the powerhouse of the cell, the mitochondria, that are the source of energy in the bodies, and just keep the cells young, folks. It is as close as you're going to get to what they were looking for in that fountain in Florida 500 years ago. So I'm going to stop right there and go to our incredible guest. But this is also how you fund the operation, and we've got free shipping on orders of more than $50. And it's very expensive to run this operation. Legal's very expensive, as you can imagine, with the stuff we do and what we break. Sending our reporters out to the ongoing standoff with one dead. Could it be a new Waco? All this stuff, it's very expensive. So thank you for your support and your prayers. Now, obviously, when we put this on YouTube tomorrow, we're going to cut my plug out and cut right into Tosh Plumlee. So let me do that right now, because we're live worldwide. Tosh Plumlee is Americana, makes me even more proud of Texans. Just so many times, as Texans doing the hard work of standing up to tyranny, amazing, one of the most famous whistleblowers in history. And because of the fact that he was found to be correct by Congress 3 times, in 3 different major incidents, he kept his job as a major contractor, C-130s, another heavy lifting aircraft, flying you name it around the world. Okay? And he is the source of so many Hollywood movies, films, you name it, that obviously don't even give the guy credit. But he is the, before there was Air America in Vietnam, he was there. He, Fidel Castro, when he worked for the CIA in 59, 58, he was delivering them the weapons. El Chapo, Fast and Furious, he knows all about that. Benghazi, everything he said here 3 years ago. Go watch the interviews. We'll put them on screen for TV viewers. Read the articles. It all came out on Benghazi, and then Hillary hadn't fallen yet. But now they're bringing Bernie Sanders to the White House, saying that they may actually double-cross Hillary, and she may be indicted. Tom DeLay says the word from the FBI is that if they don't indict her within a few weeks, we're going to Tosh, that they are going to bring out the info public. Now, what's dangerous is they could start wars, they could pull anything with these different factions in the government. And I've got high-level sources, and they can't even figure out exactly who's on whose side right now in the factions. Forget good guy, bad guy stuff. But we are joined by Robert Tosh Plumlee on Facebook. It's robert.plumlee.5. We'll send that out in a Twitter link for everybody and on Facebook. He's been censored by Facebook. He's been harassed. He's been subpoenaed. You name it for what you're about to hear. And I don't usually do build-ups like this, but I didn't do a build-up this big when Donald Trump came on. But this is a big deal. So he's got a whole stack of news that's since come out confirming what he told us 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago. And now he feels a lot safer to say even more. So let's go to Robert Tosh Plumlee. Robert, thank you for coming on, sir.
Well, thank you, Alex, for having me back on. But wow, who is that guy you're talking about? Anyway.
Well, he's a guy that's got Weibos the size of bowling balls. And I break down the latest. Fast and Furious, it's coming out. El Chapo, Benghazi, you've got the floor. Go ahead.
Okay, well, let me make a qualifier here. This call may be monitored by federal agencies, and that's about all I can say about that. I thank you for having me back on, Alex. I do appreciate it. I hope we can I'm winging it as we go. I don't take notes. But one of the main reasons, if you remember, we talked about Fast and Furious many years ago and made allegations that U.S. made weapons, international weapons market, was shipping arms and ammunition to the Mexican army through the direct commercial sales program to Mexico. Made the allegation at that point in time that Mexico Army was allowing those guns and ammunition to be pilfered and being sent to the cartel. What prompted me to get in touch with you and come back on your program was to bring up to date about those arms shipments from Fast and Furious that went to the Mexican Army, that was pilfered from the Mexican Army, and then went to the Sinaloa cartel.
And that's El Chapo, who we met last week. They found at his hideout a 50 caliber Barrett from Fast and Furious.
Right, and they also found 40 caliber anti-aircraft weapons at another location that was attributed back to Joaquin or Shorty. But at that point in time, we were talking about we lost a Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, and I know you know about that. And the weapons that were attributed to his murder have recently been found, some of them, in the safe house there at Guzman. That hit the mainstream media news just very briefly and has been covered up since that time. That's the reason for me coming back on the show here, to bring attention back to mainstream media, dropped that like a hot potato a couple of weeks ago. ATF has no comments. Certain various people have made requests for the ATF to produce the serial numbers of those weapons that was found in Guzman's hideaway. They have, to date, refused to do that. Comment from the U.S. State Department in reference to the direct commercial sales program that allowed those weapons to be shipped to the Mexican Army has no comment at this point. A series of emails were sent at that point in time. I'm talking about Fast and Furious. At that point in time, to the State Department, requesting a rundown on the amount of weapons that were shipped through the Blue Lantern Report and Direct Commercial Sales Program, shipped to the Mexican Army. That is now been classified as a top secret committee-sensitive investigation.
And just to be clear, since you were first on 3+ years ago, it has come out in the Chicago Tribune, El Paso Times, that indeed the number two under El Chapo, who was extradited, did bring up that he was working for the DEA and CIA going back for a decade. It was all sanctioned, and that it was a war to take out other cartels, that they were being double-crossed. So that all came out. Now, if I'm going back from memory here, but specifically, what can you say about El Chapo, flights into Mexico? I mean, I think on off-record once and on-record, you told me you know El Chapo, correct?
Well, I know. Carl Quintero also was another person that's in the mix in this. And Carl Quintero and Joaquin Guzman were associates at Carl's ranch in Guadalajara, outside Guadalajara. Carl Quintero had a warrant issued for him because of the Kiki Camarena murder. I'm not going to go into all that kind of stuff because it takes up too much time. But the lineage is there that, yes, Joaquin Guzman and his family, I've been privileged to meet him and talk to him. And I'll just leave it at that. DEA knows this. There's a whole complete file on this. We had undercover operatives working into that operation through the Mexican Army. Through the Mexican Marinos. And that goes back to a Task Force 7 that was working out of Fort Bliss, Texas, that was infiltrated into the arms deal about what was going on in guns going across the border into Mexico at that particular time. I don't want to get to rambling here, but my point being is that those allegations that the cartel had U.S.-made weapons involved in an international gun-running operation that also included guns going to the Middle East, Libya, 3-4 years ago, I think those allegations were made. And I made a comment that it was a similar operation that's been going on for a number of years, all the way back before Iran-Contra, going all the way back to Cuba.
And now it's important because we have the 50 cal, that's Fox News, AP, but then no other coverage, from the government to El Chapo. Who's behind it? Obviously, it's connected into the federal government. And why are they burning El Chapo now? Why are they turning on him?
Well, my opinion is we're going into an election. This information that not only from me, from many operatives, CIA, as well as military operatives, some of them out of Fort Bliss, were operating inside Mexico at that point in time and also inside Libya at that period in time. They've got to make a diversion here, and they've got to make an example out of Guzman and others, Carl Quintero, Zambada, and a whole list of them.
Yeah, it's like, look at the bad man. Oh, my gosh, he's this horrible drug dealer. And meanwhile, he's worked for the CIA for 30-something years and was actually helped consolidate and take out the other drug cartels. They even make movies like Sicario, basically admitting all of it. And then the public sits here, and we've got a governor coming out saying, chop people's heads off of guillotines, you know, that are caught with drugs. You know what? I mean, it's a joke. It's a sick joke.
Well, okay, the way it is with our mainstream media, I call it doctored. They are told what to say, what to cover, how far they can cover it, and all that. Alternative media, which I go on quite a bit when I have the opportunity, for the sole purpose of trying to get the truth about what's going on in those international gun running.
Yeah, because that ties into Fast and Furious in Libya. We're going to break in 1 minute, but we'll come back with details. I know you just state the facts. Codify what the big new developments are that you're going to be going over with Fast and Furious, but also Benghazi.
Okay, I want to point out real fast that the reason is the guns that were found on Joaquin Guzman are military-grade weapons, and some of those weapons trace back to the killing of Agent Brian Terry back in 2010, I believe it was. Those weapons have now shown up in the cartels, the Zeta, or Sinaloa, rather, cartel, they've been showed up. Now, as far as Benghazi, the question that I'm trying to bring forward is that those two operations are identical. We run guns to Mexico, international gun running. We run guns to Benghazi, Libya, international gun running. We run guns to the southern front of Iran-Contra back in the 80s and 90s. And the
Tosh Blumley, stay there. We're going to come right back to you on the other side and let you flesh all this out. We really appreciate you giving us this time today, folks. This is really inside the crime syndicate up there that we know Hillary has been running through her State Department. We can pin it right on her and bring that pig down.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
You see, what's happened is alternative media whistleblowers have brought out the fact that the big banks run America, and they actually run the major drug trade. They keep it illegal to keep profits up, and they control organized crime with it, and they corrupt the police. And they've used it to destabilize the third world, you name it. Now they're destabilizing the Middle East. They want to destabilize America and do the same thing here. And they use drug criminalization to do it. I'm not for the drug culture, but making it illegal makes it more dirty, makes it larger, it's out of control. Decriminalization is the answer, and anyone. I mean, you know, you go see now movies with Josh Brolin that's basically based on real stuff but put into fiction, like Sicario, which just means hitman, but pronounce it right, and they just admit, yeah, the government runs the major cartels. We knock off the small ones. We want to just have a couple to deal with. Yes, we ship the drugs in. Now, that's in the newspapers, too, and then no one gets in trouble. It's crazy. Don't forget, we got 25% off on DNA Force, our flagship product. Find out why it's so amazing and free shipping on orders above $50. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. Going back to Robert Tosh Plumlee, CIA contractor, whistleblower, with huge developments. I remember him on 3 years ago going, look at El Chapo, Fast and Furious. That's where guns went. Now it came out mainstream news. Wow. I mean, just everything he's talked about just keeps coming out years later. Amazing. We've only got 5 minutes in this segment, another five, then a 12-minute. These are short at the end and start of the hour. But I want to get back into guns, sir, and Fast and Furious and politically where this is all going with the factions. But separately, Fast and Furious, I'm surprised they put out a big official movie and basically admitted that it was a stand down. But then, of course, you know why there was a stand down. What more can you tell us about Benghazi?
Okay, back to the other segment that we did. We've established that guns went across the border through the direct commercial sales program, U.S. State Department approved, to the Mexican Army, and those guns showed up in Joaquin Guzman's home, safe house, and those guns were responsible for killing agent, Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. Okay, point two. I devised 11 Benghazi questions over 3 years ago to ask, number one, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, also to ask the Secretary of State, John Kerry, to answer those 11 questions. Those 11 Benghazi questions were sent off to, I forget how many senators, there was over 20 senators and congressmen. The reason the questions were asked was to get these people on record at that time to say specifically yes or no, simple yes or no to those 11 Benghazi questions. The investigation that came out of that through other sources, I'm talking about military sources and CIA sources, is that the ambassador had found out about Stinger missiles being pilfered out of bunkers in Libya and other areas. Those weapons were sent back to the CIA safe houses. Stinger missiles were missing. The ambassador found out about that operation. I've said this 3 years ago. Found out about that operation, asked the State Department through a series of, quote, emails and other dispatches what he should do about it, because he had an opportunity through sources in Libya at that time before Gaddafi. He had he had an opportunity to buy back those Stinger missiles. He was told, quote, he was told to stand down on that purchase. Since that time, those weapons have been photographed in the back of Toyota pickup trucks, Stinger missiles, 50 caliber machine guns, all U.S. made weapons that were taken over to Libya and the Middle East.
Tosh, stay there. Back in 70 seconds. Again, the breaks are at the end and start of the hour. Let me just throw out there, they're already putting out cover stories, too, that, oh, ISIS made Stingers on their own. Then you read the article and it goes, oh, actually, they got old U.S. Stingers and they fixed them. So they've already got the story out like evolution. that life just came together on its own. You know, a watch was found in the desert. The sand just made it. Well, now these missiles, the Al-Qaeda just made them. ISIS just made them.